Yes, it's all about remembering Dr. Afia Siddiq. It's not only, you know, when there's a particular event or when things are being reported on more intensely, that we must remember those who are suffering, those who have become the victims of injustice. We need to do so on a very regular basis. Okay, joining us now on the line, we have Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui. Dr. Fawzia, once again, jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother, and jazakallah for having me on your show.
Many of our listeners
are always remembering Afia.
No, that's our duty. Many of our listeners are wondering, what's the latest? Have you been able to speak to her in recent times? Has anybody been able to visit her? Do you know anything about her condition?
Brother, for the past almost year and a half, since April of last year, 2014, we haven't had a proper conversation with Afia. Nobody has been able to meet with her. April was when we had filed the appeal in court, that she when we had called and she gave her consent and she signed and sent the retainer for the lawyers and her affidavit for the lawsuit and the appeal. From that day on, they just cut all communication. Lawyers wanted to talk to her regarding the appeal, and when the case was filed, the judge just dismissed the case. And when we pleaded that, you know, we haven't even been able to talk to Afia, and we feel whatever you're saying is on Afia's behalf would be coerced, and you know, why can't you let us speak with her? And to this day, we have not been able to talk to her. Two visits by the council, the consulate, because well, we kind of urged and pushed and requested and protested with the Pakistani consulate that according to the Geneva Convention, she has 24 hours of consular access. So why is it when Raymond Davis is kills people and is here, a person from the consulate sits with him all the time? And here, Afia there, innocent, who has killed nobody, and no one from the Pakistani councils will even let us know how she is or even visit her to see how she is.
And
so after a lot of protests, they did go. But the visit was even more concerning than no visit. Because the lady from the councilor that had gone there, she came back and she said that after waiting for a couple of hours, they let her meet with a woman in a cell, whom they claim is Afia. She had a bed sheet over her, so the council did not see her face. And there was no conversation held, and she was mumbling something, probably in Arabic. She thinks maybe it was Ayat al-Kursi, but she couldn't make out. And she stayed there for about half an hour. She said that she tried to, and then the prison people said, well, she doesn't want to talk to you. Do you want us to use a use of force order on her or what? So she just left.
Do you think perhaps that it wasn't Afia, and that they put another lady to try and you know, speak to the lady from the consulate?
Brother, that is the question I put to the consulate, and I said, you are saying you visited Afia. Well, what proof do you have that was Afia? How can you tell that was Afia? And they said, well, the prison said so, so we have no reason not to believe them.
We know that when Nawaz...
This was December 2014, and in August, there was a phone call that came to us, and it was like from the prison, and they said it's Afia, but it was just, you know, she would say two sentences and it would get cut off. There was no conversation. And this was also when we filed a lawsuit in response to the lawsuit.
Now, we know that Nawaz Sharif had promised when he came into power that he would try his utmost to free Afia Siddiqui. What has happened subsequent to that? Has there been any assistance from the Pakistani government? Is it still on the agenda?
Verbally, it is on the agenda. But in reality, I don't think so because I don't see anything moving. I really don't know what to say. I have two lawsuits, one in the Sindh High Court, which is in the contempt phases, and the contempt proceedings are on the way. The thing is, every time, I mean, they're being sued for contempt, and the judge has given them time for now over 6 months, and every time they come and just ask for another month's time to respond.
We know that...
this time round, it's the 27th that they've given. And then there's another lawsuit that's filed in Islamabad High Court in which I've requested that, you know, the government assist me in going to meet with her and the government give me a tangible evidence that Afia is still alive.
Mm-hmm. What about media coverage? According to one of our producers here, the last article written on Afia has been on the 28th of October. Is there a way to keep this alive, this issue in the media, to keep it ongoing, as difficult as it may be, because it's a long time now?
Yes, it's a long time, and as you know, the corruption in the media is soaring, and everything that's going around with the anti-propaganda that's soaring, and the prices of the reporters that's going high in Pakistan, it's just very, very difficult. But there are still people and there are still newspapers and agencies that do look and try and struggle and try to get the truth into an issue that they have taken up and that they are reporting. So, I mean, alhamdulillah, by Allah's grace, something or the other does come up.
How are the children doing, Dr. Fauzia?
Brother, it's very difficult. But alhamdulillah, I'm trying my best and to give them the best education that I can. But, you know, it just comes to... I don't know if you came across the letter... I think I have not put it on the website. I will, I should. A letter that Afia's daughter Maryam wrote to Nawaz Sharif's daughter Maryam Nawaz. I mean, it made me cry and I didn't even know she wrote it. She made that effort and she wrote it when she was going to the U.S. to meet with the First Lady of the U.S. You know, what she had put in that letter, I think, was what she was feeling. And she had said, she had actually addressed Maryam Nawaz and said, how would it feel if your friends would always ask you about your mother or how your mother is, and you would have, where will you get the words and where can you get the heart without just bursting into tears and fading away, that even though my mother's, I have a wonderful mother, I don't know how she is. And everyone fears that she may be dead, and dead in what kind of circumstances. So, I mean, I guess even though they're braving it, they are hurting, and which is natural, I guess.
And how do you keep yourself motivated, Dr. Fauzia? It's been a long, hard struggle. Things turn, the wheels turn very, very slowly. How do you keep yourself motivated to keep on going?
Brother, it's actually the truth of the thing is, it's my mother. And you know, her faith. And if she, being a mother, staying up all night and so ill and frail, can still have the courage and can smile and can, you know, if I break down and she's the one who says, do you remember, do you not remember what it says in the Quran? When the people who were in the right path said to the Prophet that when will the, when they were so devastated. And they said, when will the help of Allah come?
Subhanallah.
And then Allah's help came. And she said, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. That is what keeps me going.
Subhanallah. Dr. Fawzia, our ongoing du'as for Dr. Afia, for her children, for her family, yourself. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy. And hopefully victory will be seen sooner rather than later, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallahu khair for having me and for highlighting Afia's issue. And I request from you prayers for guidance and for steadfastness so, you know, we could continue this struggle. And inshallah, I am very, very hopeful that, you know, one day Afia will return.
Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui talking to us this morning from Pakistan, giving us an update on Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Not much to update on, unfortunately, as you heard her say there.